Gopijana Balava Giribhar Hari. Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai, Jaya Gora Nitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Shri Radha Madhava Ji ki jai, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Om Vishnu Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Ashtodara Sudasi Srimani Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Pratistha Acharya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jaya Ananta Kota Vaishnava Vrinda ki Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur ki Jai Premsikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham ki Jai Navadeep Simai Putam ki Jai Gangamai Jamunamai ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki Jai Tulsi Maharani ki Jai Shri Hari Nam Samkirtan Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Jai Nitai Go Premanandi Haribo Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai Shri Madhavacharya Tirubhav Mahotsav Tithi ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 9, chapter 13, text number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti vai miti eti vai matil rajan Atma vidya visharada Jogeshwara prasadena Tanvir mukta griheshubapi Eti vai matil rajan Atma vidya visharada Jogeshwara prasadena Danver mukta griheshvayapi Eti vai mitila rajan Atma vidya visharada Jogeshwara prasadena Vanve mukta griveshvapi. Eti vai matila rajan. Yogeshvara prasadena. Dandaviya mukta griveshvapi. Eti vai mitila rajan Vasaitata Yoga vipasanitam Atma vidya visharada Yogeshwara prasadena Vanvir mukta griheshvapi Mataji is Eti vai mitila rajan Atma vidya visharada Yogeshwara prasadena Vandriya mukha griheshvapi Atma vidya visharada विश्वापसारेण आत्मविद्याप्रसादनम् Did I chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya?
Yes.
I did, okay. Thank you, my memory's bad. Okay, so translation. Empurpled by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, we'll do the word for word. Ete. All of them. By. Indeed. Maitila. The descendants of Mithila. Rajan.
O King.
Atmavidya Bisharada.
Expert in spiritual knowledge.
Jogeshwara Prasadina.
By the grace of Jogeshwara.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna.
Dandvai Mukta.
They were all freed
from the duality of the material world.
Griheshu Api.
Even though staying at home. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace by Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Again. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, all the kings of the dynasty of Mithila were completely in knowledge of their spiritual identity, and therefore, even those staying at home, they were liberated from the dualities of material existence." Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, all the kings of the dynasty of Mithila were completely in knowledge of their spiritual identity. Therefore, even those staying at home, they were liberated from the duality of material existence." Purport. The material world is called Dvaita or duality in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya 4.176 says, "Dvaita badra badra jnana sabda mona dharma e bala e mada oi shabha brahma." In the world of duality, that is to say, in the material world, the so-called goodness and badness are both the same. Therefore, in this world, to distinguish between good and bad, happiness and distress is meaningless, because they are both mental concoctions, manodharma. Because everything here is miserable and troublesome, to create an artificial situation and pretend it to be full of happiness is simply illusion. The liberated person, being above the influence of the three modes of material nature, is unaffected by such dualities in all circumstances. He remains Krishna conscious by tolerating so-called happiness and distress. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.14. Matra spashastu kuntiya sitoshna shukadukada agamapayino nityas tam titiksha bhavarata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O Skyana Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Those who are liberated, being on the transcendental platform of rendering service to the Lord, do not care about the so-called happiness and distress. They know that these are like changing seasons,
which are perceivable by contact with the material body. Happiness and distress come and go, and therefore a pandita, a learned man, is not concerned with them. As it is said, Gatashun Gatashums Na Chanyosh Chanti Pandita. The body is dead from the very beginning because it is a lump of matter. It has no feelings of happiness and distress because the soul within the body is in bodily concept of life. Happiness and distress, because the soul within the body is in the bodily concept of life, he suffers happiness and distress. But these come and go. It is understood herewith that the kings born in the dynasty of Mithila were all liberated persons unaffected by the so-called happiness and distress of this world. Let's end the Bhaktivedanta purport in the 9th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Dynasty of Maharaj Nimai, or Nimi. Om Agyan Smiran Dasya Janan Janan Shalakaya Chakshura Militanjina Dasmai Sri Gurvinmaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garatha Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today is also the disappearance day of Sri Madhvacharya. Is it next week? Is it? Okay. Madhvacharya ki jai. So, let's see what it says. So, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, all the kings of the dynasty of Mithila were completely in knowledge of their spiritual identity. Therefore, even though staying at home, they were liberated from the duality of material existence." Raja Rishi, they were all Raja Rishis, the kings of Mithila. It means that they were trained so nicely that they could remain Krishna conscious, become Krishna consciousness, while performing activities of the kings. Generally, king means enjoyer. You take a birth of the king if you want to be an enjoyer. That's your karma. Because if you're a king, you're in control of everything and you're enjoying everything. Generally, the worldly kings would act like that, but the Raja Rishis, those kings who take shelter of the Brahmanas and advice from the Brahmanas, then they know how to enact their own life and to train the citizens also. So they, it says here they're all self-realized souls. Jivan Mukta, liberated, even though living in the material body, they are liberated. So, we hear of many other kings in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but they weren't liberated. They were chasing after Maya. But these kings of Mithila, they had such a good government and good advisors. I think Chanaka Pandit was part of the Mithila scene, wasn't he? During his period. He was a very expert politician. So they were liberated even while acting as worldly kings. During Indira Gandhi, she was the Prime Minister of India sometime when Prabhupada was here. And Prabhupada met her actually. But he'd only speak a couple of minutes because I think the president of Bangladesh just got assassinated that day or something like that, so his top security was a... But anyway, there was another matter. What was her name? Mrs. Bose. She used to come to the Calcutta temple sometimes. She's a friend of Prabhupada, and also she knew Indira Gandhi. So Prabhupada told that Mataji that when you see Indira Gandhi, she is Raja, she is the king here. Indira Gandhi. Lalita Bose, was it? Yeah, okay. And Lalita Bose. Anyway, she was a friend of Indira Gandhi, so Prabhupada told her that when you see Indira Gandhi, you tell her she is a Raja, king, queen, I guess. She is a Raja. Tell her that I can make her Raja Rishi. So she went and she told Indira Gandhi that. And she said Indira Gandhi really liked that. She got a good, she laughed and she said that's very good. She liked the idea. So that's the idea. The Brahmanas instruct the kings how to execute Krishna, citizens that should execute Krishna consciousness. So that is the duty of a king. The first duty of a king is to make sure the citizens are happy. And without Krishna consciousness, no one can be happy. So therefore the duty of the king is to give Krishna consciousness to all the citizens, which they obviously had because they were self-realized, soul, even while staying at home. They were liberated. Just like the coconut. You let the coconut dry, then it becomes loose inside, yeah? You shake it and you can hear it's loose inside. It's right. So Jivan Mukta is like that. He's living in the body, but he's separate from, he's liberated from the body. So this is the idea, always becoming conscious of Krishna. Prabhupada gives an example of the Matajis. They go and collect water from the river or somewhere and they put it on pot, put it on their head. And they're walking back, they're talking to each other, they're having a conversation. But they never forget that pot on their head. Their conversation is something, whatever it may be, but simultaneously that pot is on, they're conscious of that all the time. So similarly, you can perform your activities in this world, but you should always be conscious of Krishna. The consciousness should be there. And then everything becomes Krishna conscious. It was Lord Brahma when he went to Vrindavan village. And he said, I see here that usually in the household life, there's the household paraphernalia and pots and pans and cows and animals. And usually these are great means of bondage in the material world, attachment to family and the paraphernalia, etc. These are a source of great bondage in the material world. But I see here in Vrindavan, everything is being used for Krishna, everything is serving Krishna, and everyone is thinking and serving Krishna. So these same pots and pans and animals and household paraphernalia that cause liberation for most people in this world, that very same paraphernalia causes liberation for the inhabitants of Vrindavan, because you are using everything and seeing everything in relation to Krishna. So how you judge, how you see the material world, you can see it as a place of enjoyment, which means you'll become bound by this consciousness. Or you can become see it as used in service, everything is used in service of Krishna consciousness, and you become liberated. They're still using, both people are still using the same pots. One's enjoying the pots and the other one's using the pots to offer to Krishna. They're both doing the same activity, but one is becoming Krishna conscious and the other one is becoming Maya consciousness. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness and how leaders of society should execute and manage the whole, all of the citizens for the greatest happiness, which is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, maybe 22, the person who doesn't hate illumination, attachment, and delusion when they are present, nor does he long for them when they have gone. He's sitting like one unconcerned. So he doesn't hate illumination, attachment, or delusion. Illumination means sattva-gun, attachment means rajagun, and delusion means tamagun. So they're always competing with each other. So they're always becoming present. Sometimes sattva-gun is present, sometimes rajagun, sometimes tamagun becomes present. So he said that the person, he doesn't become influenced. It's just the interaction of the modes of material nature. So when goodness is present, or passion or ignorance is present, he doesn't become affected by them. Prabhupada said in the purport that how does he become, he's remain aloof from them? And he said, how to remain aloof from the material energy is that you don't try to enjoy it, or you don't try to get out of it. These are two sides of the same coin. Don't try to enjoy the material world means kami yogi. He wants to enjoy it. And don't try to get out of it means jnani. So don't try to be a kami or a jnani. But you be Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is direct way. Devotional service to Krishna is a direct way. So that person remains aloof from it by not enjoying it nor renouncing it. Enjoying material nature or renouncing material nature. The subject matter is material nature. So the karmis and the gyanis, they're dealing, the subject matter is material world and how to enjoy it or how to get out of it. The devotees, conscious devotees in Krishna conscious, his subject matter is Krishna. He doesn't care about enjoying the material. He doesn't care about getting out. He's just concerned about serving Krishna with everything he's got. So in this way, here the devotee remains aloof by taking to the direct process of bhakti yoga. And yet all the other processes that lead to bhakti, they're all secondary. But bhakti yoga is direct because the consciousness is fixed on Krishna in all activities. Just like Krishna says in the fourth chapter, there is no work that affects me. I'm not bound by my work. Why? Because I don't aspire for the fruits of my activities. And therefore I remain free. Everyone else in this world, they're trying to enjoy it. They're attached to the fruits of their activity. They do something, they're attached to that. The fruits of their activity. But because I'm not attached to the fruits of activity, therefore I am free. Nothing is binding. And anybody who knows this truth about me, he can also become as free as me. We don't aspire for the fruits of our work. The fruits of our work is for Krishna's pleasure, not for our own pleasure. So Krishna says, if you know that about me, I'm completely free, Krishna says. Arjuna says, you look like you're doing work, you're a kshatriya, you're doing work, so how come you don't get bound up? Everyone else is getting bound. You look like a part of the material world. You're acting as a kshatriya, it's all within the modes of material, and how come you don't get bound? No, I don't get bound because I'm not attached to the fruits of work. I'm not working for the results of my work. I work for others. So this is Vaishnava. He actually lives for others, he works for others. By making everyone Krishna conscious. So, here it says that in this world of duality, that is to say in the material world, so-called goodness and badness are both the same. Nice word, badness. Badness, I never heard of. I don't think I've heard that before. Both goodness and badness are the same. Therefore, in this world, to distinguish between good and bad, happiness and distress is meaningless, because they are both mental concoctions. Why? Because I'm not this body. It says here in the purport, this body is just a lump of matter, dead matter. So good and bad pertain to the body. I feel good, I feel bad. But actually it's just a lump of dead matter. So how can dead matter feel good or feel bad? So they're both concoctions, mental concoctions, because we're identifying with the body. under this illusion that I am the body and the enjoyer of the body, but the body is just a lump of dead matter. Matter means Durga. This is her world. So, who is the enjoyer of Durga? Lord Shiva, the husband. He can order Durga. What is my identity? Lord Shiva's identity, he is the enjoyer of Durga. What is my identity? I also want to enjoy the material world. That means I want to enjoy Durga. So some misidentification is going. We're identifying ourselves as Shiva, the master of Durga. So we're imitating that consciousness. This is called false ego. That consciousness is called false ego. Assuming Lord Shiva's consciousness as being the enjoyer and controller. it's Shiva's potency. False ego is the... What did Prabhupada say? The junction of spirit and matter. So in Brahma Samhita it says that when milk, you mix it, some curd with it, some yogurt or something, it'll become all yogurt, some lemon juice or something. It's milk, but it becomes yogurt. So this is like Lord Shiva's position. Now Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he doesn't touch the material world. So he assumes the form of Lord Shiva, and through Shiva he touches the material world. That's why Shiva Tattva is very difficult to understand. He's the junction. Is he spirit? Is he matter? So Prabhupada says, when, just like when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Aham Bija Pratapita, I am the seed-giving father. I make possible all beings to take birth in this material world. By I impregnate this material world and make possible life for all living entities. But Krishna, he doesn't touch the material world, so how can he impregnate material energy? Krishna, Vishnu is transcendental, he never touches the material energy. So when he has to touch material energy, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. So he is Krishna, simultaneously he is yogurt and milk. He is Krishna himself, but he's been adulterated by some acid. And so he's transformed into Shiva. It's not different than Krishna, but he's assumed this form. Krishna's assumed the form of Lord Shiva to touch the material world, to deal with the material world. As Krishna, he doesn't touch. So, it's specifically, it's the false ego principle that experiences the happiness and distress. But because we are identifying with the false ego, we are thinking it's my happiness and distress, but actually the false ego experiences. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, earth, water, fire, air, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these are my eight separated material energies. So false ego is material energy, according to Bhagavad Gita. Yeah? So how can material energy experience happiness and distress? Krishna said, these are my material energies. So how can dead lump of matter, as it says, how can it experience happiness and distress? So that there is a special adulteration. Lord Shiva is the junction between spirit and matter. The and that principle of adulteration of Krishna to become Lord Shiva constitutes a portion of the illusory potency of the Maya energy. A portion of the non-plentitude of the living entity means we are lacking, always lacking in this world. For instance, we need knowledge. We're lacking knowledge. Otherwise, we'd be liberated kings. and a portion of the ecstatic cognizant potency, which means the Haladini potency, which is transcendental. So it is that portion of Haladini potency that makes the dead matter life, you can say. That adulteration, then Krishna becomes Shiva. through these adulterating principles. Because of there is a portion of Haladini potency there, that's transcendental. Otherwise, why would we be attracted to Maya or the material world if it was But because there is some aladini enjoying potency, then it seems everything seems attractive and enjoyable because of that little bit of potency. So, in other words, the false ego is both spirit and matter. By the addition of, first is the non-plentitude, the lacking of things, and the illusory potency, which we are bound up with and identifying with. That's the material part, but the aladini, the pleasure-giving potency, that is the spiritual part. That's why Shiva tattva is very difficult to understand. Of all the tattvas of Krishna, Shiva tattva is very difficult. Is he Vishnu tattva or is he something else? Is he and more difficult to understand is Guru tattva. These two tattvas. So it's a this is Krishna's expert arrangement, how he's arranged everything. We want to be joyous, so he's made very complicated arrangements. You can be joyous in 24 hours a day, and you can't even detect you're being deceived, even for a few seconds. Maya is so constantly pushing and pushing and making us identify so much. We can't even spot. She never gives up, she's very relentless. She has a very good task of keeping all the conditioned souls bound up in the material world with her trishul trident, adi bhautik, adi devik, adi atmik. At any given one point, there's so many miseries from your mind, from other people, from your own demigods, he called like that. So many miseries. I was in. We went to Bombay for that program there. They got in. And new Govardhan, what's it called? Echo Village. Govardhan Echo Village. So they got an Ayurvedic center there. So so the Ayurvedic doctor was asking me, what's wrong? You know, I named one or two things. And he said, what else? You have constipation? Oh, yeah, I do have a bit. Okay, right. Then he's, what about such and such? Oh yeah, I do. What about such and such? Yeah. I had so many complaints. Okay, I'll give you medicine for this. He gave me so many medicines. But when he asked me, I thought, yeah, nothing much. I got bad back or something. But then he started naming all, yeah, I have that. So there's the material world, which we're trying to enjoy. So, Prabhupada says, pretend their happiness. Because everything here is miserable, and troublesome. Everything. To create some artificial situation and pretend it to be full of happiness is simply illusion. So that's what we're trying to do. We're pretending. Pretending to be full of happiness. And we try to create a situation. This is Prahlad Maharaj. And he was only 5 years old. But he detected Maya Shukaya. The happiness presented by Maya, Maya Shukha, Maya's happiness. And the whole world is chasing after this illusion, Maya Shukha. Prahlad says, everybody in this world, without exception, is making a gigantic program for a happiness that will never be. everybody is doing this. They're making some program. I'm going to be happy. But Prahlad was very intelligent. He's a Raja Rishi also. Everybody is making a gigantic program for a happiness that will never be. That's the illusion of this material world. But somehow or another we are pretending that we are good pretenders, and the leaders are good pretenders, and everyone's a good pretender. But I can pretend I'm not going to grow old and die, but actually, so we get some water there. Is it called plastic surgery or something like that? I'm not getting old, but how long you can keep it? When you're born, you have so many heartbeats, that's allotted, and you have so many breaths, allotted, not more, not less. When the time has come, that number of heartbeats is up, that's it. When that number of breaths is finished, that's it. Not more, not less. And everybody's born like this. And Prabhupada said, this person says, I'm 30 years old. No, he's 30 years dead. It's already predicted. He's got this breath, he's got this lifespan is already chalked out. You're not going to get more, you're not going to get less. It's already predicted. So, yeah, 30 years old, you're 30 years dead. And Prabhupada said sometimes you see a dying person, just before they die, they leave their body, the breathing speeds up a little while. It's because they got a few left breaths. They got to synchronize properly, so you get so you waste those few breaths that are allotted, the last few, to, so everything balances nicely and you can leave your body very nicely and happily. But Prabhupada said it's all in the bodily conception of life. What you do, you simply have to learn to tolerate the dualities of this material world. This is Krishna's advice to Arjuna. Krishna's God. He can do anything he wants. He has a magic wand, and whatever he wants, he can do. Arjuna said, Krishna, you can do everything and I've got a big problem and I've got to kill my family members. You please wave your magic wand and solve my problems. Krishna didn't give a solution. He didn't give a magic solution. He just said, tolerate. That's all. It's going to get hot in the summer, it's going to get cold in the winter. Nothing you can do about it. Just tolerate it, Arjuna. So there is God. He's talking to his best friend. His best friend is in distress. You think he could make him happy immediately, but he didn't. This is the way of nature. You're going to get cold, you're going to get hot in the summertime. You have to tolerate. Nothing else you can do. When Prabhupada was in Bombay in Radharas Bihari Temple, and they were having so much troubles. There's a nice, very nice lecture there. Prabhupada said, well, we just come here to spread Krishna consciousness. We get so much trouble. The municipality gives us trouble, everyone. They try to stop the temple. They try to break the temple. So much trouble they're giving. Everyone is giving us trouble. So what do we do? Shall we go away and we have plenty of money, we can go away and start another project? No, we want to stay here to give Krishna consciousness. He said we have to tolerate all this damn nonsense. Tolerate, what else can we do? And he said, this is a Vaishnava actually, Tatiksha Kurunika, that they are merciful. They are tolerant and merciful. They come here to give Krishna consciousness. They're very merciful. We're not going back. We're simply going to tolerate these nonsense people. I like that lecture. So, yeah, so this is how everybody's bound up in the bodily concept of life. But fortunately we have Prabhupada to guide us, and we have our kings, our administrators, the GBCs, and managers. I can't remember the context, but anyway, they're talking about building a city or something like that, and the devotee said, and yes, Prabhupada, you can become king of the city. And Prabhupada said, you become king, I'll become the guru. So Prabhupada is he is instructing the Rajas so they become Raja Rishi. That's Prabhupada's position. He's the Brahmin. Okay. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Any comment or question?
Hare Krishna.
I had one doubt. In the past, you were telling that he should come out from duality, even though he was, Janak Maharaj was in household, was out of duality.
Janaka.
So, even though we are in like Krishna consciousness, we are preaching. So, sometimes that possessive thing, possessive attitude becomes like, I give my example. I was preaching one place and